wondering, because you're the person who's mentioned it most often, how you would address the problem of servicing the debt?
Since that was directed, you can't make a run, you may address that first, go ahead.
I would reduce our spending to pay down the debt. And I would reduce our spending through looking at what we spend in consultants alone.
All of the candidates may choose different, so if they wish to, I'm going to assume that for this particular question, you probably do. Second response, candidate Ferguson, please go ahead.
Well, we have reduced our debt by $32 million down to $28 million. Those are rough figures. Certainly in the millions of dollars, but that in turn reduces the debt servicing costs. As for consultants, consultants are recruited for specific tasks, and when that task is completed, they leave the organization. And this works better than hiring somebody that becomes part of the payroll. And I support consultants because we do not possess all the expertise necessary to address all the issues confronting us in Prince Edward County and the various projects we have undertaken, various things that we need to do.
Before we get to you, candidate Short County, candidate O'Brien, you raised your hand. You have 15 seconds for a rebuttal. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I'm just concerned about the money we spent on consultants, not on staff, I might add, for the parking lake on the mountain issues. And how many more consultants reports are we going to have before that issue is finished? How much money?
That's 15 seconds. Thank you. Responding to the original question, next in order, candidate Short. You have 1 minute. Go ahead.
What was the original question?
Reducing debt.
Oh, what steps would we take to reduce the debt? Okay, is that accurate?
Yeah.
Reduce our longstanding debt?
Yes, because it's impeding some of the services that can be done.
Thank you for re-clarifying. Please go ahead and in short, you have 1 minute.
Well, once again, anytime you have a budget, you take a look at everything that you can cut as far as unnecessary costs. But one of the most dangerous things you can do when you're putting a budget together is make too many cuts, and then you start to suffer because one or more of the projects that may have happened to improve your life may not happen just due to cost cutting. So it's important to make a balance when you're trying to reduce your long-standing debt. That has to be balanced with what you're going to spend on your short term. And there are times when the municipality, unfortunately, does have to go into debt, especially when it comes under roads, and we know we're all losing secondary roads quickly. So it's a tough balance. It can be done, but it has to be done slowly.
Kenny Payne, would you like to address this? If so, you have 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, your debt problem, it's a big one. I'm not completely familiar with it. But also, we pay that debt from money that we bring in. Also, any cost savings you can do, I've brought to my attention of, I don't know exactly how many, but if there is county vehicles being driven home, no. You can reduce that cost. I drive to work, you guys drive to work, I would expect the same from the county employees.